The first reading today ended with two words. He wept. Joseph wept when he understood and saw his siblings, the one who wanted him gone, the one who sold him out, the one that wanted him out of their lives. He wept. I wonder if you and I, when we're in that same situation that Joseph, would be able to forgive those who have wronged us. And in the same way today, I have seen people post on the internet, I have given up on faith. I have given up on God because I'm hurt so much. Do you and I believe, my brothers and sisters, that God can bring good out of evil? Just like Joseph and his story, he wept. He wept because of the pains of betrayals, of having see the people that had hurt him. He wept because it hurt so much, but he also forgave. And he understood in his own life that God was able to draw straight out of crooked lines in our own lives too. There will be people who hurt us, betrayed us, rejected us, abandoned us, who want us gone. But do you and I believe that God had the final word, that he will bring good out of evil? Just like in the gospel reading today, when the good Lord chose his apostles, he didn't choose the perfect ones. He chose all the imperfect, all the broken people. The church is beautiful. She's pure because she's the bridesmaid of Christ. She's holy because she's the bridesmaid of Christ. But the children of the church are not always the best. And we tend to hurt each other. But yet in the midst of all the hurts of this world, all of the failures, will we abandon God? Will we reject our faith? Will we walk away when it hurts so much? My brothers and sisters, I don't have the answer to that. I myself have been hurt many times. But I cannot walk away because I know how much he loves me. And the failures of other human beings do not equate to the failures of God. God has always been faithful. So I invite you today, not giving you an answer, but invite you to come to prayer. In recognizing how wonderful, how loving, how faithful God has been for you and for me. So that in the midst of what's going on in our lives, all the trials, all the hardship, all the pains, all the sufferings, we can trust in him, even at times when we have to weep.